CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel D'Souza, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Now we wake up to a red-looking screen as the Dow plunged 750 points overnight, marking its worst day of 2019 as the trade war intensifies between the United States as well as China. The Nasdaq fell for the sixth straight session, which is the longest losing streak since late 2016. The key reason is the Chinese retaliated to U.S. duties by suspending the purchases of U.S. agricultural products, and they also threatened to slap tariffs on farm goods purchased. Now, in line with the overnight handover, Asian markets as well have opened up sharply lower. Now, there's definitely a risk off trade that's playing out and safe haven buying because gold prices as well have moved to the highest levels we've seen in the last 6 years. Coming back to our own markets, yesterday we ended sharply in the red. You had the FIs, the sellers to the tune of around 2,000 crores yet again. The DIIs, they're doing in their bit. They pumped in nearly around 1,900 crores odd. But in terms of the derivative markets as well, the FIIs added two shorts for every one long position. They bought some calls, though they're writing calls, indicating that even if the markets get up and going, well, it's likely to see supply at higher levels. In short, the FIIs, they're not playing for a big pullback. Now, in terms of a nifty view, shorting on the gap down may not be the best risk-reward trade. So the bears, they'll be looking to short on bounces. The bulls, though, they'll be looking to defend the 10,750-odd mark. Remember, yesterday, we bounced off the 10,780-odd mark. In terms of stocks in focus today, Brent crude prices have slipped to below that $60 per barrel mark. So we'll keep an eye out on a few oil marketing companies like HPCL, BPCL, as well as IOC. And in terms of numbers today, you have India Bulls Housing Finance, Titan, as well as Pidilite. Well, we had quite a few result reactions as well that did come in overnight. Torrent Power, the numbers look better than what the street was working with. SRF, there was margin expansion that compared to a margin compression that the street was working with. While Berger Paints as well, the numbers look good on all parameters. Finally, you have KEI as well that delivered numbers that are a little bit better than what the street was working with. Well, besides earnings, you have the July Class 8 truck orders that did come in, and they've seen a sharp contraction of around 81% on a year-on-year basis, coming in sub 10,000 units. That compares with more than 52,000 units. So we could keep an eye out on a few stocks like Bharat Forge, Ramkrishna Forgings, as well as JNA Axles could be under some pressure. This is Nigel, and you've been listening in to Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Here's wishing you a good trading session and a good week ahead as well.